Thanks for joining us on The Partner's Voice. And today we have Jim Hebbets of the Hebbets Companies and Leanne Sargent from NFP PNC. Welcome to you both.
Well, thanks, Mike. Glad to be with you.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Just for the listening audience, I'd like to ask you just to give us a brief introduction about your practices. So, Jim, you okay starting?
Sure. Be happy to, Mike. A quick background. Our firm has been in the life insurance business for 43 years. We focus in three specialty areas. We do estate planning for clients with exceptionally high net worths. So we try to serve clients with net worths of $25 million to multiple billions. And we try to do both the deep planning and consultative work in addition to helping solve what might be the life insurance issues surrounding their estate planning as a piece of that work. Second thing we do is traditional business life insurance. Whether that takes the form of buy and sell agreements or key person coverages and succession planning. And then lastly, we work fairly extensively in the executive compensation arena. We will do things as simple as deferred compensation plans or supplemental executive retirement plans where we finance the delivery of the retirement benefits using life insurance products. And we might become far more sophisticated as we get into equity-based arrangements, often phantom stock plans, synthetic stock, notional shares, though people use nicknames like that to describe giving equity to people without actually giving away a legal piece of the business. Mm-hmm. And as we design those plans, we often, again, then finance the repurchase liabilities associated with the worth that people are giving away in those arrangements by using life insurance products to hold the money. So that's where our practice focus resides.
Thank you, Jim. Leanne?
Thank you very much. My name is Leanne Sargent, and I am with NFP Property and Casualty out of our Arizona location. Our firm has been in business since 2006, and we joined the NFP team in 2011. We're very excited about that. I manage personal lines for the National Division of NFP Property and Casualty. I handle specifically the high-valued accounts, so similar to the type of client that Jim is used to dealing with and the type of clients that our White Plains office has been dealing with for several years already. The capabilities that we have on our end as far as what we're doing with current firm owners, working with their current books of business or even on their own personal accounts, trying to help them solve any issues they have, maintain proper levels of coverage, you know, per their current assets, and identifying game plans moving forward as well.
Thanks, Leanne. Thanks, Jim. All right, let's talk. Let's talk about the world of PNC. And Jim, you are, by most measures in our business, a top-tier life insurance-based planner, and people know you for that. But talk to us about how you got connected with NFP PNC.
Well, you know, Mike, it started at a personal level. I'm probably not a lot different than many of the clients that Leanne described serving. My wife, Carol, and I have needs for property casualty insurance, and whether it's insuring the home we reside in or whether it's insuring residential real estate that we own as rental properties, whether it's insuring our automobiles or our business insurance needs for our operating company, we have virtually the same kind of insurance needs, I imagine, many of the clients Leanne described serving. So in our personal fact pattern, we had a crisis on one of the properties we owned. We were building a second residence. We had a devil of a time in getting it completed. We had sunk an awful lot of money into that residence, and we were being canceled by the existing carrier that had covered us for many years. We'd had a couple of significant losses that had occurred as claims on that property, and it appeared as though there was no reasonable answer in sight. And so I reached out to NFP to ask if by some miraculous way they could rescue me from a circumstance that was pretty seriously difficult. Leanne took over my account personally. I got to tell you, she is world class. She certainly started by assuring me that they'd do everything they possibly could to identify a multiplicity of carriers, and she would work as hard as she could to make sure that she got me the coverage I needed and at a price that was rational for my wife and I to consider paying. Just this one particular home alone, Mike, they wanted to, after we were canceled, the carriers that were found originally by my prior insurance broker would have caused me to have very minuscule coverage for that home at a premium that would have been well in excess of $35,000. Leanne came through in a matter of about 30 days with replacement coverage that was spectacular coverage, full and complete coverage, at a cost more in the neighborhood of about $11,000 or $12,000. And she did just as good a job, frankly, with all the rest of our property casualty needs. But we started in a place of crisis, and then after she finished rescuing us from that, they ended up being kind enough to take over the rest of our coverages.
Wow. Leanne, let me pivot to you for a second. You know, what allows you to do that? What are the capabilities that allow you to step into a situation like that and create such an incredible financial, you know, windfall for Jim and for you?
Well, I'd like to say it's just because I'm that good at what I do.
Hey, Mike, she is.
I would, okay, if you say so.
She is that good.
Well, you know, to be honest, one of the things that was helpful for us during that process was there's a lot of commercials on TV right now about how you can call this company or that company, and all it takes is 15 minutes, and they can save you thousands of dollars.
Right.
Well, I can promise you, and I'm sure Jim can attest to it at this point, we ask for a lot more information than 15 minutes worth of your time. Mm-hmm. So it's not always as simple as just saying what kind of car do you drive or what's the address of your primary home.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of research that needs to go into finding out exactly how someone needs to be covered. And then on the flip side of that, understanding the account gives you the tools and gives you more leverage when you're going to your underwriters and saying, hey, I know it's not perfect, I know it's not pretty, but here's the whole story. Here's maybe what you're not going to see on the surface. Work with us. And so the relationships that we've built over the years with the carrier representatives we have, I think there's just a better and more comprehensive level of trust between the two of us. So sometimes it's a little easier to call in a favor when you need it. I mean, for lack of a better term.
That's right. We know all about favors here at Partners Financial.
Yeah.
So, Jim, let me bounce back to you. It was so good, the experience and the outcome, that you decided to pivot to, you know, key customers and introduce them to NFP PNC. Can you talk about how you did that?
Mike, it was really a very interesting process. I had a chance to meet not only Leanne, but I had a chance to meet Terry Scally, who's the head of our property casualty division nationally for NFP, and several of his colleagues that work with him inside the practice. You guys at NFP have been particularly good, I think, about arranging settings where we can get an opportunity to meet each other and learn a little bit about what each other's businesses are.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at one of those kinds of meetings when I had a chance to get introduced to Terry, to his brother, to his son, to some of his other key producers, and begin to develop an insight into, you know, what it was they could really bring to the table in terms of their skill sets. And frankly, they too took some time to really try to learn about our business, what we did for clients, the areas of our practice and our expertise. And the journey began what I thought was slowly, but it really wasn't all that slow. Within a matter of, I don't know, a week or 10 days, we each began to hand off referrals of clients we had where we thought that there was a need that they might be able to help with. So they for me and we for they were able to give out that early handful of referrals. The experiences were exceptional. On their part, I can tell you I feel most fortunate to be able to be working with several of their colleagues. And when they bring me into a case, it's an eminently qualified person. It's somebody they already have as a client. It is somebody they know an awful lot of information about. And they're able to set the table really, really well for one of the areas, one or more of the areas, where our practice focuses. In reciprocity, we've done the same thing. We've been able to take them into clients, tell them the story, help them begin to understand it. And we've now already completed several cases where life insurance has been acquired on the part of their clients through us. And vice versa, we've gotten them referred into a number of our clients together. And it's begun a journey that's just been really fruitful. And I guess at the end game, Mike, that led me to conclude that we'd be out of our mind if we didn't really decide to develop this as an addition to our practice. We have no skill set or talent in it, but what we do have is a wide array of eminently qualified clients, and as long as we were prepared to, you know, sort of open the kimono to them to be able to work with us, I felt that it would be not only a blessing and a benefit to them, but frankly a tremendous additional income stream for us. So the end game was we prepared a letter of introduction and reminded our clients why we joined NFP, why we were so proud to be a part of NFP, the public company, all the various kinds and types of services that are now available to our clients through this public company platform, and specifically finished the letter by focusing on the things that we thought they might be interested in, the property casualty area, and ask them to please set aside time to take the call so that they could meet one-on-one with some of the representatives of our property casualty division. And so that's where we are today.
Awesome, Jim. Leanne, just for you, important to a producer is, if they're going to share business, is how to share in the revenue. Can you talk about how that works, what's necessary, that if, in fact, someone brought a case to you or a situation and opened up a discussion about could we share revenue perhaps, how does that work?
If we're dealing with an affiliated firm, then that firm would have to hold a property and casualty license in order for us to pay them commission on their referred accounts. Now, my understanding is that depending on the state, that's a relatively simple process. And all it takes is one person in the firm to hold a license, and then we can move forward with referring commissions.
Wonderful. And are most commissions, I'm not as familiar as you are, obviously, with this, but are they just recurring revenues, paid quarterly, annually? How does that work?
Now, they are recurring revenues. It's 25% of the agency's commission for new pieces of business, and then also the renewal pieces as well. And that's actually paid on a monthly basis. Every carrier pays a little bit differently, but the types of carriers that we're most used to dealing with pay commissions up front within about 2 months after issuing a policy. And so you see that coming in on a statement from the NFP accounting offices as well. As soon as they receive that, they close out their month, and then you have your payment the following month.
Okay, so one last kind of two-part question. First is, I think you've done a great job of talking, you know, we've spent most of the time talking about a success story, the fact that you're credible, competent, and can deliver. But how does someone get started? Like, what's the corporate structure of NFP PNC? Is it regional, national? Is it in local markets? Do you have offices nationwide? Like, how do we get connected with you?
Well, now that's actually an interesting question, and that answer is going to be changing, hopefully on a monthly and yearly basis as we move forward together. Right now, we're operating on a national level. We have offices in White Plains that strictly handle property and casualty business. We have White Plains offices, and then we have several locations in Arizona. And then we have one location, a recently acquired location in Tustin, California. So you actually do have the option to work with any of those locations depending on where your own particular firm is located. Now, I will tell you that myself in general, I have been learning so much about the other states that we have available and the other states that where our firm members are located, just because I've received so many phone calls over the past 6 or 7 months, and I'm writing business anywhere from Massachusetts to Florida to Kansas to Sacramento. So we're pretty much all over the map. The good news is that I think that we ourselves and our clients as well are really used to working electronically these days. So you don't always necessarily need someone whose office you can walk into and sit in front of and have a conversation about these things.
That's right.
So that aspect alone has worked well in our favor. Now, I will tell you that the idea for NFP Property and Casualty is to expand that footprint as widely as possible, especially where we have larger firms currently located. So the idea is to either acquire agencies in the same general area or to open agencies in the same general area. That way it's a little easier for someone in Dallas, Texas, rather than calling me in Arizona. They can call the guy down the street from them and get the same level of service and commitment that they would receive from our offices as well. So that's ultimately the goal. And right now it's a simple phone call away. And I can also tell you, several of the firm owners that I've dealt with before, you know, agreeing to open the floodgates, I guess, as you'd say, have kind of tested us out a little bit. So they want to know how we're going to work, how the documents are going to look coming from our offices, what type of a time frame we're looking at, the level of service that they're going to be receiving when they're dealing with myself or any one of the members on my team. And so we've actually started in several places with dealing with their own personal accounts, and then that opens up the conversations a little more widely to dealing with their clients and the products we can offer and the way that process works with their clients as well.
You You know, Mike, I want to reinforce what Leanne just said, because this whole notion of starting with ourselves, I think, is an overwhelmingly simple way to get really comfortable and familiar with the tremendous level of service and talent that resides with Leanne and her colleagues. Mm-hmm. I was on the phone the other day with Howard Sontag, and he had reminded me, you know, he runs our largest asset management practice in the NFP network out of New York, $6.5 billion that he manages. Howard's personal account is with NFP, and I know how tickled to death he is to have his own business there. And it's one of these things we learn as we engage with people like Leanne and her colleagues. You get a real taste for just how effective they are, how competent they are at shopping the need, understanding the issues, and the level of service and time they invest for us. And the bottom line is they save us a bloody fortune in costs.
That's right. You are living proof of that, Mr. Hebbets.
Boy, you're not kidding.
All right. Well, I think I've extracted the key elements of sharing some really dynamic and important information with our membership. So I am going to thank you both for sharing your experience and your capabilities in the NFP PNC arena. And I want to thank you for being on this edition of the Partner's Voice.
You're welcome, Mike. Take care.
Thank you very much, Mike. It was a pleasure.